It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the court plugged in. 610. Great to be with you. As always, 25 degrees and clear skies.
I can't believe how cold it is.
That's great. It just seems
like we were in the 50s the other day. What is going on?
Well, today's high near 38 for you. Ooh. And partly cloudy skies. And tonight should be about 23. So continuing on. But if you were thinking about, hey, maybe there's some snow in the horizon, none of that's going to be happening. You know, so, and we're going back to the mid-40s after next week. So we're going back to
that.
Over the next couple days, 35, 34. And then by this weekend, we're back to 45 and partly cloudy skies. But yeah, there's maybe a little bit of precipitation, but not anything that's going to make us any white stuff.
I don't mind it. I'll take it all day long.
Yeah, if you're curious about that, this is one of the first winters for me here in the Tri-Cities.
No snow at all.
Right, at all. Because normally you get some near Thanksgiving or even Christmas. And I was just talking to the guys down the hallway, and they were talking about, well, they go, Rick, wait till February. And I'm like, yeah, probably it's going to be like February and we'll get a big old Arctic blizzard in here. But now if you're traveling, that's a whole different story.
Well, yeah, if you're going over the pass and all, I mean.
Yeah, they've got record snowfall. So it's kind of missing us this year, but for everywhere else, you're definitely getting hit. What did you say? Michigan has got like
the winter storm system going into the Midwest.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I saw it. I saw a bunch of photos and video, and I'm like, whoa, man, they're getting hit hard over there.
Yep.
All right, get your day started. Work on some Facebook fun. Other people's problems coming up in just a bit. Nashville news in just seconds. Good morning to you. You got Rick. You got Patty. 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty, good morning. 25 degrees for you, clear skies. You are scraping windows this morning, Tri-Cities. You are scraping.
That. Not me.
I know.
Not me. I'm under my carport. I know. I'm good with it.
I always find it unusual how many people, if you drive around the Tri-Cities, how many people like have garages but no cars in the garage? Like, is it their storage? I always think as I drive along, I think, you know, it must be where they have all their storage of everything because.
I wish I had a garage.
Yeah. Well, we don't. We don't. Ours is a converted garage. So Kyron lives in our converted garage. But
so it's like an apartment.
Yeah, basically. Okay. So our garage is converted. But our neighbors, we've got neighbors across from us. Oh, well, we got neighbors on all sides. They
have
garages.
Garage, but no car in it?
No cars in it. No, the car, you know. So I always find it unusual that no one's got any
car. I think people use it for storage.
They do.
I think they do.
I think they do. All right, Facebook fun to get your day started. Here you go. We're going to keep along our New Year's theme for you.
What's up?
What is the weirdest or most hilarious New Year's Eve tradition? I don't have any traditions like that, but do you and Jeff have any traditions?
No, and like I've lived in areas like where they would, you know, oftentimes drop a ball like in the center of town or in some places drop like a big pickle.
I don't know.
But there was a town in Pennsylvania that would do that.
Okay.
Well, it was called Dillsburg. So. Oh,
well, I mean, it.
I get
well,
that,
hello.
Right?
Yeah. It's Dillsburg.
Yeah.
It's Dillsburg. I like the name of that town. So we're going to toss this out to you guys. What is the weirdest or most hilarious New Year's Eve tradition? If you got one, we want to know. That will be the Facebook fun. Chime in. You can call us 547-KORD. You can go to our app chat. You can go to our Facebook and chime in on that. Because there you go, New Year's resolution.
I used to always watch, you know, like what's happening, what's happening in Times Square, the big countdown.
The big ball dropping, Ryan Seacrest. Back in our day, it was Dick Clark.
It was Dick Clark.
Dick Clark back in the day.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
That's right.
I remember
that. There you go. So weirdest or most hilarious New Year's tradition. If you got one, we want to know. That is our Facebook fun.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
7 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. 25 degrees, clear skies for Tri-Cities, and time for some Nashville news.
So it's all about the kids. Jason Aldean says that parenthood is very rewarding for him. He says, I've missed some milestones, though. Although I have no regrets, it's been a challenge balancing family life and then touring with his career at the same time. He says it's been both rewarding and I'm grateful for my family. Jason, just so you know, has two older daughters, Keely and Kendall, from his first marriage. He's got a son, Memphis, and a daughter, Navy, with his current wife, Brittany. Meanwhile, Justin Moore says that as a father, what he worries about is his kids' safety at school, although he does accept. He says, I can't watch them 24/7. He says, I drop off three of my kids at school every morning, my little boy at another. It's definitely scary. As a parent, you struggle with it. He says, or at least I do. But I realize I can't be around my kids 24 hours a day. He says, I have to rely on God to protect them. Jesse Keith Whitley is now sober, Rick, after a health scare. He's talking to us on social media. I saw this on Sunday. He said he experienced severe pain that led to a week-long hospital stay. And following his release, he returned home, and he says he's now focusing on his health and sobriety. He writes, "Here we are a month later. My faith is stronger than ever. My health is rock solid. Back in the gym and sober." Jesse said he feels fantastic waking up. He's not hurting or looking for the fix in the afternoon. His commitment to his health comes as he prepares for a 2026 tour. If you remember his father, Keith Whitley.
I know. You think that.
Battled some demons.
Again, it can follow you. You know,
right?
It's crazy.
Right? I follow him on social media, and I would notice that he would have a cocktail as he was cooking.
And he's the son of Lori Morgan as well, right?
Yeah, Lori Morgan and Keith Whitley.
So that's a whole tough situation
it is,
there.
It is. We will keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Patty and I were just talking about, that's one of those songs you just never get sick of.
Can I just tell you, he's on my list.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's on the bucket list to see, right?
Absolutely.
I know. Are you still doing your New Year's resolution of going to as many concerts as that you can in the year?
Well, I'm not holding back. I'm going to see people I like. I never in a million years would go, hey, I'm going to see Megan Maroney.
Right, but you are.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, you're going, and you're dragging your husband along with you. You're like, hey, Jeff, either you go or I leave you behind and I grab a bestie.
We went and saw Post Malone and Jelly Roll, and he had great. First off, he's like, who's Morgan Wallen?
I love when he says that.
What does he sing?
What is he singing? He listens to the radio station 24/7. You would know these. Right.
But he knows. And then all of a sudden, Morgan Wallen popped up right in front of us, right? And he's at a piano. And he goes, wow. And he's, you missed it. You went to the restroom.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, he's right there. I didn't miss anything.
Didn't miss anything. New Year's resolution, seeing as much shows
absolutely.
As possible.
Why not?
For you. 25 degrees for you right now. Tri-City 652. Coming up, other people's problems. Got a situation with Molly. She was expecting a big check for Christmas. She didn't get it. So she's a little disappointed.
A big check from the employer, maybe?
From the parents. So. Didn't happen the way she wanted, so we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, if you got the KORD mobile app, are we or are we not going to get some snow right now? No, I don't think so. It's pretty darn mild around these parts, at least here in the Tri-Cities. Elsewhere, they got snow. And then it looks like Stevens Pass skiers are pretty happy, aren't they?
So they opened up, Highway 2, if you remember, part of that roadway washed
up. Oh, yeah, that was weird. It's weird when you see those roadways destroyed.
So, to get into Leavenworth, skiers, how do you get to Stevens Pass?
Well, now you can.
Partially reopened, they have a car that's...
the pilot car, right?
That will take people from 6A to 6B, so you're good to go.
Well, if you're a skier, I don't know about... Because skiers are hardcore, man.
Yeah,
skiers
are
up like... I always used to always laugh when we would do the ski report at 6. I'm like, they're already on the hill. The hardcore skiers are already on the hill. You need that report at 4 a.m. in the morning because they're hitting the road. So just to check out these articles, they're all posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
7KORD 708. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 25 degrees, clear skies for you, and always good to be with you anywhere, everywhere on the KORD mobile app.
Did you want to mention that multi-vehicle accident for folks who are traveling?
Icy roadways, believe it or not, they're icy roadways. Where's the accident at right now, Patty?
It's at I-182 westbound in the area of Queensgate. So if you're wondering what that slowdown is, be patient.
Well, it's 25 degrees.
Multi-vehicle accident.
25 degrees.
I heard it's slick.
Yeah,
be careful.
Do not be fooled by it. And people driving like they're crazy, man.
Well.
They're driving like they're crazy. So it's, again, slow it down. My wife last night, I love when karma comes back around.
What?
My wife says she was on 27th and there was some car ripping in and out of traffic, like just flying down 27th near 395. And suddenly, out of nowhere, three KPD cruisers So I think someone called him in. I think someone called him in because she was watching the guy or whoever it was drive erratic, and then suddenly out of nowhere, three KPD cruisers, and they pulled over. They did, it was not a So was it a teenage kid? What's going on there? I don't know, but somebody acting stupid. And again, just drive careful, man.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Drive defensively.
Too many crazy stories. So please drive careful and be aware of that at Queens Gate for you this morning on I-82. All right, Molly's got a situation. Thanks to our friends at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Molly's got quite the situation going on. What's going on with Molly?
Rick, Patty, my husband is 27 years old, and every year his parents give him a nice check for Christmas. It's usually around $5,000. We're not poor, but we've come to depend on that money, so we look forward to it. And, well, we spent it already. This year, Christmas came and went. We opened gifts, and guess what? No check. We gave them the benefit of the doubt at first, thinking, well, the check will still come by mail or whatever. Well, they gave him a nice gift, but no money. And now we're in a tight spot. We don't have the money to pay bills this month because we're counting on his parents to come through like usual.
Oh,
what should I do here? How do I bring this up to them? Or do we? Molly in Kennewick.
All right. What do you think there, Patty?
So I can relate. My husband always gets a rather large check from his parents.
Yeah.
And
So does he bank on it in terms of...
No, he does not.
That's smart.
No,
see,
he doesn't.
Yeah. What's that old, never count your chickens before they hatch?
You cannot.
So, I mean, so I've talked often about this on the radio program. There is an advantage coming from a broken home or a broken family is the fact that I don't have to care about what grandma or grandpa or mom and dad think. But on the flip side, nobody has any money. So in my whole life, 50-some years of living, guess what I've never received in the mail from anybody?
Right.
A check.
Yeah.
So
You've learned and you...
I don't get anything ever, like, because there's nobody to give me anything.
But you're financially responsible.
Well, of course, but there's nobody to give me anything.
Not everybody is.
Yeah, so, you guys were banking on it, and that's... It kind of reminds me of Christmas Vacation with Clark Griswold. And he was waiting for that bonus to come. And he's going, I'm putting in a new swimming pool. And he remember that was the whole movie. And then guess what didn't come?
Didn't come through.
The bonus didn't come through.
Nope.
So I'm one of those people like, man, I never count on anything.
What's the saying? Don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
There you go.
Right?
So,
I mean.
So, yeah, I think, Molly, you're going to have to suck it up. I mean, I
That's hard.
Would you go? Okay, so let's say.
No, I don't depend. I'm like you.
Would you ever go to your in-laws and say, hey, you guys, what happened to
No.
I think it's rude.
Yeah.
I think it's rude.
Yeah.
You know, now maybe it did get lost in the mail. I don't know, but.
It's kind of like, when your parents, my parents at least told me too, like, you're not supposed to ask people, like, how much they make. Or,
period.
You know what? You just
period.
Don't.
You just don't.
You know.
Now, I know things have changed. You're like, well, you're allowed to, you know.
I still don't.
I've always said this about what other people. So let's say you're at work, your workplace, because, and you are allowed to talk about what you make. But the hilarity is you're going to discover that someone you don't like makes a whole lot more money than you do. Why even go down that road? Because then you're going to walk into the boss and go, well, I deserve. And the boss is going to go, no, no, you don't. And I've seen it happen when I worked in Yakima. I had a coworker that, you know, went in for a raise and they didn't give him the raise. And then he discovered that a coworker made a lot more money. He went back to that boss, and the boss said, I don't care. You're still not going to get a raise.
Wow.
And he ended up leaving because he wasn't going to get the money he wanted.
No, it is tough. I've left jobs before because I went in and asked for a raise, and they're like, yeah, no. And I'm like, what?
Yep.
And
yep.
I know, like, you know, a coworker is making three times I'm making.
But that doesn't, you can't control that.
You can't.
You can't control what the in-laws are going to do for you. Yeah, it's a bummer, $5,000. I don't know. I wouldn't bring it up. But I'm curious what you guys think. I think there's a lot of entitled people.
Yeah, let us know what you would do.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of entitled people out there. But we'll see. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Would you go to the in-laws? Would you ask, hey, where's my money? Or would you just let it lie? All right. That's other people's problems. Chime in on it. We want to know. Facebook. We'll share some of these comments and calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 25 degrees, clear skies. Hey, be aware that there is a shutdown, a traffic alert for a Queensgate, icy roads, I-82 westbound. They're getting that cleared up there, and there might be a delay this morning on your commute, so just be aware of that.
Be patient.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Icy, dicey. Yeah. And
if you're not expecting it.
Yeah. And it may not look like it, but it's still 25 degrees right now. So that is, and as you're traveling and you're hitting your brakes or whatever you're doing, not paying attention, things happen. So definitely near Queensgate, be ready for a backup there for you. Well, 2025 is almost over.
Coming to an end.
And what is the quirkiest goal you accomplished this past year? Was there something that you set up for yourself as a goal that you wanted to accomplish? For both of us, it was losing weight.
I lost well over 50 pounds.
Yeah, you lost over 50. So. I lost 20 pounds. And that was I feel like that was our big accomplishment of
it
the year.
It was. Rick, it's funny because I'm finding old photos of you and me. And you can see it in our faces. Yeah. We've come a long way.
Yeah, exactly.
We really have.
It is. And big thank you again to Tri-Cities Weight Loss. And so when you set up next year and your next year New Year's resolution, if you do them, of course, the number one is weight.
Get back to the gym. My arms are flabby. I've got to get to the gym. I got to lift some weights.
And I just said, well, my wife would tell you what to do there. She'd be like, where are you at? Where are you going? Go to the gym.
I'm hanging out with Megan.
You know, I should bring this up to you. My wife works at Anytime Fitness as a personal trainer. You should get her to be your personal trainer.
You never know.
She's probably
stranger
wonderful.
Things.
No, she's probably wonderful. She'd be wonderful to you.
Well, I'd be getting at 2 a.m. We're at Anytime Fitness in Pasco.
There you go. That's right. Hey, she might meet you up for that. You never know. So let's take some calls. Let's have some fun. 547-5673, 547-KORD. Quirkiest goal you accomplished this past year. Was there something quirky that you tried to accomplish? And you did it. We want to know. Calls on the way. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
And Marshmallow Miles on it, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 25 degrees, clear skies. Just a quick heads up, if you're traveling, Queensgate, icy conditions, I-82 westbound. Looks like they got an accident over there. So
multi-vehicle.
Yeah, they're trying to get that cleared up over there. So if you're traveling that way, just be aware of it. Slow yourself down. Slow your roll, as they say. Even though it doesn't look like it, it is still 25 degrees. And today's high only about 38. So over the next couple days, looks like New Year's, looks like there might be some icy roadways.
No snow,
mm-hmm. But just the temperatures are going to be low. Could be some freezing rain on New Year's Day. So be aware of that. Well, 2025 is pretty much over. Quirkiest goal you set and you accomplished. So we did our big weight.
I didn't have a quirky one.
Ours was real. Mm-hmm. Ours was the weight loss. But if you had a quirky goal, what was it? And we're curious about it. 547-KORD, 547-5673. What was your quirky goal?
Did you accomplish it?
Yeah, did you accomplish it? What'd you do? Good morning, KORD. Hello.
Are you there?
We're in our new studio. We're in our new studio.
We need a tutorial on how to answer the phone.
I know. New studio. Tell us your story.
I watched the whole Star Wars series for the first time.
Okay.
I'd never seen any of Star Wars, and I watched everything. All of the Mandalorian episodes, all of the original movies, and I watched them in both orders that people suggested to me, so I got both feelings from it.
All right, there you go. Quirkiest goal. There you go. She watched all the Star Wars, everything. So Mandalorian,
I've not seen them all.
I
haven't.
The guy down the hall has, and he'll be glad to talk to you about it.
Look at the lightsaber
he does.
I got.
Remember, he's got an authentic one. Remember him and Part-Time Pete were like, look at this lightsaber. And they were like, oh, are you bringing in that lightsaber? So, yeah, we love Star Wars. We do. But it was kind of funny that they had an actual lightsaber.
What are you going to be for Halloween? I'm a stormtrooper.
He is Boba Fett, actually, if you're just curious what he was. He was Boba Fett.
Remember he had that really cool printer, that 3D printer?
Yep, and that's where Boba Fett came from. So, I knew at least it was Boba Fett there for you. All right, quirkiest goal you accomplished in 2025. What was it?
My daughter's been in dance for, 11, 12 years now, and the place she takes dance at, they offered the adults a chance to be in the recital this past spring, and I jumped on it, And it was my first time on the dance recital stage since 1998. Wow. And I got to show off my jazz dance skills and have the time of my life.
I love it. Spirit fingers.
Did you have your tap shoes?
Yeah, there you go. Tap shoes.
Wow.
And, you know, spirit fingers, all of that. So there's some quirky stuff going on there. So did you have a quirky goal? Did you accomplish it the past year? We want to know more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 25 degrees, clear skies for you. Well, 2025 is almost done. We posted this up for you right there on the Facebook page. This was part of our Facebook fun that we had going on this morning. What is the weirdest or most hilarious New Year's Eve tradition if you've got it? Normally, my wife and I will play some board games. I guess that's about it. Just clocking
down.
Do you
break up Monopoly?
Usually Scrabble.
I'm collecting Scrabble.
Scrabble, yeah.
Do you make up words?
We do not. Okay. My wife has an English degree. So, and remember, my
she'll
wife.
She'll call you out.
She's very that's black and white. And she's very black and white. Like, so it's like, even when I mispronounce something, she's like, it's not, you know, if I say collagen. Is it collagen?
It's collagen.
Well, yeah. I think I called it something else, and she's like, it's collagen or something or whatever. It's like, it's not, you know. So I asked her, I said, am I the only person you correct, you know, when someone mispronounces something? And she goes,
I have to ask you all the time. How do I pronounce, you know, we do commercials for various.
Of course we do.
Know.
Of course we do. And so maybe I just mispronounce things in front of my wife just to irritate her. I don't know. Maybe my brain isn't thinking. No. But I know when I do, like you said, radio commercials, we're very.
It's Lafayette. Indiana, not Lafayette.
Well, yeah,
because Lafayette.
Because Lafayette, what?
It's
Yeah, there's
so
another. There's
in Indiana.
Yeah, there's
Lafayette, Indiana.
Well, that's the same as Mesa, Arizona, and Mesa, Washington.
I know.
You know, Mesa, Arizona, Mesa, and then you know, coming here, and then the one I mess up all the time that drives her nuts is in Oregon. It's at Albany or Albany. One of those.
And I would say Albany.
Well, she's from that area, so
it's Albany.
So when I drive, whatever I do, I always say it wrong, and always she always has to correct me there.
I came from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's not Lancaster, like in California.
Right.
It's Lancaster, California.
Right.
No, it's Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God. Sorry
about that.
Well, you know, I feel good because I remember when we had James Otto on the show, and he mispronounced Natchez, so I felt good about it. He called it Natchez or whatever.
Natchez
or whatever. I'm like, hey, you're actually from Benton City.
Yeah, how would you not know Natchez?
Natchez, but he, yeah. So I felt.
I wouldn't know that either,
I felt
though.
Good after he did it, though. I felt real good after he did it. I was like, okay, I feel really good. So, but taking your calls. We'll take your calls. 547-KORD. Weirdest or most hilarious New Year's Eve tradition, if you've got one. We'll take your calls and have some fun with this. So tell us what this tradition is. What do you got?
We used to take and run outside, no shoes on, no socks on, in shorts and tank tops, just to bring in the New Year the right way. We were being loud and obnoxious.
I remember. Yeah,
I know some people bang on pots and pans.
That's another.
You know, like
there you go.
And all that.
That's another good one there. So yeah, those are both.
Those
really
are
good.
Real noisemakers.
Yeah, exactly. I know people who go out and snow in their bikinis or whatever, and just lay down and like do snow angels. Like, nope, not gonna do that in the snow. Not gonna happen.
No.
So weirdest, most hilarious New Year's Eve tradition. What do you got for us? More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.
KORD 812. You got Rick, you got Patty. 25 degrees. Today's high should be about 38 for you. It's still icy dicey, so if you're driving, be careful. We did have a earlier accident, Queensgate, right there, I-82 westbound, icy conditions. So if you're traveling, just drive careful and be aware of that this morning for you. You know, 2025 is pretty much done. 2026 is almost here. We put this up on the Facebook earlier for our Facebook fun. What is the weirdest or most hilarious New Year's Eve tradition that you've got going on? I like that someone said that they ran out in shorts and tank top and into the ice cold. People do that.
I'm gonna make a snow angel.
Make a snow angel. No snow this year, but if you sure can do that. So 547-KORD, 547-5673. What is your unusual New Year's tradition? What do you got for us?
We have a contest every New Year's Eve on how many Pop-Tarts, well now finger Pop-Tarts, one can eat And there's even a little trophy for the winner.
Yeah.
Before the mini Pop-Tarts came out, I think my brother-in-law ate like 3 boxes.
Wow.
But that's the regular size boxes. So there's only like, what, 6 in a regular size box? Yeah. So it'd be, that'd still be a lot.
That's still a lot. 3 boxes of Pop-Tarts. That is a lot of Pop-Tarts you're chomping down there for New Year's.
Yeah. Those are not on the plan. I'm sorry.
Those are not on the plan. So more of your calls on the way. 547-5673. Weirdest, hilarious New Year's traditions. What do you got for us? We do know, Patty and I both know, that the number one resolution for sure is going to be weight loss. And the nice thing is we kick into 2026. We're here to help you. You can go on the journey with us as well, Patty.
Yep, I'm still on it. If you would like to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I did, why not schedule your free private weight loss consultation? Give Ashley and Dr. Lopez a call. Their number, 509-410-0670. I got to let you know, if I can do it, you can do it.
Anybody can do it.
No,
yeah, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no calorie counting, no macros, none of that. No, not even exercising. They got the plan for you, don't they, Patty?
Yep. If you've lost weight in the past, like this is my second or third rodeo.
Right.
And it's easy because they're motivational and there are other people doing it along with you.
I love it. And they got a great app that you can get into, and you can and you log everything, and really you just follow the food. That's it. Follow the food, the pounds come off, don't they, Patty?
The pounds do melt off. So if you want to schedule your free private weight loss consultation, you can get some information at tricitiesweightloss.com. Better yet, call right now at 509-410-0670.
And just let them know that Rick and Patty sent you. 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
KORD at 822. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 25 degrees sunshine for you right now. Today's high near 38. Over the next couple days, going to be in the 30s. And then next week after New Year's, going to be in the 40s.
So, I'll take it.
Yeah. So
I'm
right now, still some icy, dicey roadways. Just be aware of it. Right now, 25 degrees for you. All right, Molly, man, she started a firestorm in other people's problems this morning. What's going on with Molly?
Well, she goes, my husband's 27 years old, and every year the parents give him a nice check for Christmas, and it's usually around $5,000. So we're not poor, but we do depend on this money. We look forward to it, and here's the deal. We've already spent it. So this year, Christmas came and went. We opened gifts, and guess what? No check.
Oh, geez.
They did give him a nice gift, but no money. And now we're in a tight spot. We don't have the money to pay the bills this month because we were counting on his parents to come through like they usually do. What do I do? How do we bring this up to them? Molly and Kennewick.
Ton of people.
How do you bring it up?
I know. Ton of people are chiming in. What are people saying on Facebook?
Levi says, ever hear the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket? This is your fault. You don't bring it up to them. You're both adults. Figure it out.
That's right. Shelley says, don't spend money you don't have. You can't depend on a gift like that every year. But to be grateful if you do receive it. Maybe his parents had a hard year and barely scraping by themselves like everybody else. And that's from Shelley.
Noletta says, seriously, you don't bring it up. Those were gifts when you received them. Expecting it could be the reason you no longer get it. Be grateful and thankful for what you are given. Expect nothing.
Yeah, Kelly says you need a Cousin Eddie.
You can't rely on something you don't have. Sorry, but don't think you're getting a check this year. That's from Carrie.
Yeah, Daniel says you need to learn to live within your means, not on a check that may or may not show up. And that's good advice there.
Lesson learned. Don't spend it if you don't have it. From Rhonda. Becky says figure it out.
Yeah, they're all saying that right now. Sunshine said, hey, made your bed. Now you have to be an adult and lie in it there. Yeah, they're all saying basically, oh, I like what Suzanne says. My grandparents used to say all debts null and void at Christmas. Mostly it was minimal, but for one member of the family, the first year my grandfather didn't announce it, we all got $100 in a card. Now, this was the late 80s, 90s. That one family member blew their stack, the one that always took advantage of them. Sounds similar as far as the outcome. They relied upon that money to pay for whatever they already spent twofold. We all have to grow up at some point. Good luck. Start figuring out what you can liquidate to make your own way. And that's from Suzanne. Good advice.
I like Maureen. Never count your chickens before they hatch. Yep. Sucks to be you guys. Lesson learned.
Yeah, Vicky says you sound entitled. They don't owe you anything, and you're thinking that they do. A gift is what someone wants to give you, and whatever reason they choose not to gift it. Maybe they can't afford it this year, because you better figure out a way to pay your bills and live within your means. And no, you don't bring it up to them. They owe you nothing, and that's from Vicky.
Right. Mary says the same thing. Good luck figuring it out, how to pay your bills. Yep. And absolutely do not talk to the parents about it. And Sierra says you're not entitled to other people's money.
That's right.
What are you thinking?
There you go. You got the man. 100%. Ouch. 100% Molly did not go the way you thought it was going to go. It's like you're not entitled to that $5,000. It's a bummer you didn't get it. But man, you spent, you know, but I have known people like Molly who are like, oh, wait till grandma passes away and I get, I mean, what? Who people think like this? Stop it. Like, yeah. My husband is
like that.
Is he? Wait, wow, really? He's like, well, I mean.
He gets money from his folks all the time, and he spends it right as he gets it.
Okay. I get it. All right. Well, but you can't, you know, but what if one year they decided not to send him any money?
I know.
What a big deal would that be around the house, right? Well, he'd be like, well, I didn't, you know, and then you bought something that you couldn't afford. That's on you.
I got candles for Christmas.
Yeah. He didn't spend the in-laws' money on you.
They did not.
No, he did not.
He did not.
Stash it away for
himself.
What's
wrong with this photo? You know, what's wrong with this world?
All right, Molly, we did our best to solve it for you. 100%. They said, no, you don't mention it. And sadly, nope.
I agree, though. You don't.
And you're not getting the check. You better figure out other alternatives to get
that $5,000.
Yeah, you're not entitled. I like that. And a lot of people said, hey, get a DoorDash job.
You better get a job.
Get caught up
there. Figure it out.
Thank you, Maureen, for that great advice. And you can still chime in on it. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. It's other people's problems.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 102.7 KORD.